Blessings and good evening to each of you tonight, and welcome to tonight's prophetic prayer partnership. I'm telling you, this has been an amazing journey, and our partnership has been going on for years now. I mean, countless of years we have been doing these Monday night prayers by way of our Zoom platform and our conference line. And for many of you, you have been a part of it for a very long time. In fact, before some of you have come into joining the membership of the church, you began as prayer partners. What a tremendous journey we have been on! It has been amazing, it has been wonderful. And we certainly are grateful to the Lord to have you as a prayer partner. But not only just to pray together, but to have an opportunity to deposit a word into your spirit, something that will strengthen you and get you by the week and get you through some of the toughest times or points of your life. I know that the power of impartation changes the trajectory of one's life. You know, in the book of Luke, it talks about how Jesus comes to the boat while they were washing their nets. And the scripture says that he requested of Peter to borrow his boat that he may do some preaching. And the Bible says that Jesus preached or taught from the boat, and it does not tell us specifically what his sermon was or what he said. But what we do know is that Jesus gave impartation from that boat before giving them a prophetic word to launch out into the deep. I'm saying that to tell you that impartation is just as important as intercession. If a word can be spoken over your life, into your life, it can give you strength. It can give you tenacity. It can increase your zeal, and it can increase your drive, your push forward. And so we are loving the opportunity to share with you an impartation as well as intercession. Well, tonight we are continuing in our discussion that we have been in where it pertains to divine strategy, the upload, the download of divine strategy. Has God been dealing with you about a strategy? You know, one of the things that I have come to discover about the strategies of God is that it goes sometimes beyond our humanistic comprehension. Our capacity to see what God is saying is sometimes very short-lensed. We come up short in comprehending and in understanding what God is telling us to do or what God is saying for us to do. It can be very challenging, very difficult. Okay, God said this, and then you're sitting there saying, "How in the world am I going to accomplish that? I am so not prepared to do that. I don't know if I have the wherewithal to accomplish or to achieve that." That is a natural reaction and response when you are receiving divine download, divine strategy. But it is always safest to go with God. Do as God has given you to do, even when you don't understand it. Oh my God, I need you to hear me and hear me loud and clear. Tonight, do what God has given you to do, whether you understand it or not. You know that we'll understand it better by and by is not just for the afterlife. It is for as time progresses. The movements that did not make sense to us initially will make sense to us eventually. If we follow what God is saying and do as he has instructed, you can't go wrong with God. You can't go wrong following God. But I also want to talk to you tonight Because a lot of the times when we are in the services of the Lord, or when we are in the flow of the prophetic, we begin to declare and we begin to decree and we begin to proclaim and we begin to say the word of the Lord over ourselves. Some of you do those word affirmations over yourselves throughout the day. You speak decisions into existence. You speak things into life and into atmospheres, and that's all wonderful and good. But how many of us have been in between the speaking and the doing? Oh, I want to tell you, I have been there so many times. See, when God gives us a strategy, those strategies become thoughts, those strategies become affirmations. Word affirmations, they become life spoken over ourselves. We start talking what the strategy is, what the plan is. We're saying it out aloud. But when the moment or the opportunity presents itself to execute the strategy and to execute the plan, we come up short. How many of us tonight are willing to admit, I'm tired of coming up short? Tired of getting to the door and cowering from the opportunity because I'm stuck in between the decision and the doing, the decision and the execution. That the plan of God is not just there to make you feel good. The plan of God is not just there to give you a glimpse of hope. The plan of God is there to present to you a blueprint meant to be followed and carried out. You have a work to do. You have some repairs to make. You have some journeys to take. You have some paths to move on. You have some things that you must now start moving toward. It's not just, I decided to do it. It must now become, I did what I decided. Can you say that with me? I did what I decided. Come on, declare that with me tonight. I did what I decided. Let's not just be people who make decisions, but we fail in executing pertaining to the decisions we have made. And many of us have been right there, stuck in between our decision and our doing. We said we were going to do, but we never did. We said we were going to, but we never followed through. We never accomplished. We never put forth the effort. We made up in our minds that we wanted to. We put the intention into play. But when it came down to carrying out the intention, we allowed ourselves to be hindered. Paul says in Galatians, you did run well. You started out real good, but what got in your way? Who hindered you? That's what Paul begins to declare in Galatians. But then he says in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And if that be the case, and I believe that it is, ladies and gentlemen, if it be the case that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, that gives us the strength to do it, why aren't we doing the all things? Why aren't we executing the all things? Why are we living our lives limited, prohibited, hindered, in anxiety, living in fear and in doubt? Why are we living our lives wavering? Why aren't we carrying out the divine plan of God for our lives? Why are we stuck in between decision and execution? What is getting in our way, and what is the plan to override your hindrance? I want you to know tonight that the hindrance of our lives must be overridden. We must override the hindrance. We must have a voice that is stronger than the voice of our hindrances, and we must tell that hindrance, you will not prohibit me, you will not prevent me. You will not stand in my way. You will not stop me. I have something to do. I have something to accomplish. I have something to finish. I have a course to chart out, a charge to keep I have, and a God to glorify. These are not just visions. These are not just dreams. These are not just words spoken prophetically over my life that are just going to loom in the atmosphere over me. No, this is the season. Hear me today. This is the season to find our strength to do what we have decided. We're going to find our strength to execute based upon the decisions that we have made. Execute the agenda of God. Execute the plan that He has put into your spirit and put into play and put into motion. It's execution time. It's time to do. We have spoken it. We have prophesied it. We have prayed for it. We have interceded for it. We have intended to do it. We have written it out. We have scribed it. We have done everything we possibly could do. But somewhere just before the moment of execution, we get hindered. We allow ourselves to be incarcerated. We allow ourselves to be imprisoned. It is time to execute what God has given you. You have been living in the place of denial. You've been living in the place of rejection. You've been living in the place of fear. And can I tell you, all of us have. All of us have. We've not gone after it because we didn't want to. We chose to go after it. We decided to go after it. We intended to go after it. But somewhere in between what I intended to do and actually doing it, I got hindered. I got knocked off course. I allowed myself to trip. And for many of us, not only did we trip, but we fell. But I want to encourage you that there's some good news tonight. Although we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, He is faithful. He is just. He gives us chance. He picks us up. He renews our strength. He restores our joy. He gives us our ambition. He gives us our desire. Yet once more and again, He bends the frame of time and allows us to see another opportunity. I want you to know you have been hindered before, but I want to declare over this prophetic prayer partnership tonight, we will be hindered no more. Can you declare that with me tonight? Come on, declare it right where you are, wherever you are, on the conference line, on the Zoom platform. Come on and declare it. I will be hindered no more. Come on, declare it. I will be hindered no more. I will be hindered no more. There are about 120 of us on tonight between the Zoom and the conference line, and we are declaring we will not be hindered anymore. There has to be not only a strategy for what it is we need to execute, but there also needs to be a strategy put in place as a contingency for when our fears, our insecurities, our apprehensions, when they begin to stand up and speak up, and when they begin to voice, that logic and present the reasons why we shouldn't and the reasons why it may fail and you may mess up and everybody's gonna see and everybody's gonna notice. Whenever those things present itself, we've got to have a strategy and plan and place that while, watch this, we affirm ourselves before we leave our homes. What do we affirm in ourselves while we're outside of our homes? What do you say to yourself when you're at the bank, when you're at the real estate office, when you're at the car dealership, when you are at the job? What do you say to yourself when heaviness presents itself? What do you say to yourself when doubt infiltrates your mind? What do you say to yourself when you are feeling heavy and defeated and depleted and depression is weighing heavily upon you? Get a plan in place, because you're going to have to pack an extra affirmative word to put in your spirit when those I can'ts come up. You've got to remind yourself that you can. I can what? I can do. I can do. What can you do? All things. How you're going to do it? Through Christ who strengthens me. I want you to hear me tonight. There is a plan of the Lord. There is a plan of the Lord to prosper you. There's a plan of the Lord to recover you. There's a plan of the Lord to heal you. There's a plan of the Lord to redeem you. There's a plan of the Lord to save you. There's a plan of the Lord to redeem your household and to restore your household. There's a plan of the Lord. The plan of the Lord is in place, and you are going to be met with some challenges as you have in the past. But greater is he who is down on the inside of you, who is God talking to tonight, than he that is in the world. You are not going to be stuck in between a decision and an execution. You're going to execute the plan of God. You will live to declare the works of the Lord. You will see this thing come to fruition. You will prophesy as you are commanded. You will decree the word of the Lord. You will see the manifestation of God. In fact, manifestation is already in front of you. This thing is already done. You don't have to wait. You will not be delayed. This thing is already in motion. This plan is already in place. All you got to do is square your shoulders, stand upright, and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him. He's going to direct your path. Trust his path. Trust every connection that he is bringing you into. He's bringing you into rooms that's going to take your ministry, your gift, your business to the next place, to the next level. You have seen the worst of your days. You have seen the worst of yourself. But in this next season, I declare and decree that the trajectory of your life is shifting. You're going to begin to see a you that you have never seen before. People will begin to see a you that they have never been exposed to before. Evolution is upon you. Stay the course. Stick to the plan. This is a divine plan. It's a divine strategy. I feel the presence of the Lord right now. I feel the glory of God overtaking us. They're receiving and they're being blessed on the Zoom platform. I know the conference line is being blessed. Yes, you have been hindered, but no more. You have been hindered, but no more. You will be hindered no more. You will execute the plan of God, coming into better health, coming into better patterns, coming into better behaviors, coming into rehabilitation. You're coming into a new you. You're coming into a new season. Your countenance is shifting. The structure and the standard and the order of your households, they're shifting. God is literally bringing order to your household. There's an authority that is coming up out of your belly. Out of your belly shall be a new authority. Those of you who have cowered away from taking tests and exams and presenting yourself before boards and doing as God has gifted you to do, those days are over. You are now coming into the strength of who you are. Your gift will be on full display. You will not be embarrassed nor humiliated in this next season. The world will see how renowned, my God, and how powerful you actually are. Think it not strange. Some of you will find yourselves shifting from one company to another, but God is going to settle your feet. These will not be the days of jobs, but I declare that these will be the days of careers. This will be the day of not only, praise the name of the Lord, current currency, but I pray and I decree and I prophetically declare tonight, recompense and retribution, reparations, things that have been owed to you, owed to your bloodline, things that have been owed. Oh, I praise the name of the Lord. God is making up the difference. Tonight, you are receiving an inheritance and you will be strong enough to go in it. You'll be strong enough to have it. Praise the name of the Lord. Property, literally property, not the property that you're going to have to go and seek out and put deposits on. Some of you will go through that, but there are many of you who will go through property transfer, the transfer of property. Some of you didn't even know that there's property in the bloodline, but there are things that's getting ready to find its way to your hand. That's why the strategy of God must be followed. That's why you must do as God has given you to do, because all of these pieces are coming together to make one powerful puzzle. You're getting ready to see the manifestation of what God has promised, not only to you, but to your grandparents, to your great grandparents. There are things, the power of God flowing through your bloodline. Not everybody in your bloodline has been a heathen. There's been a prophet somewhere in your bloodline, and God has been establishing and setting you up and getting you ready to complete and to fulfill and to walk into this succession. I declare and I decree that your time is here. It is here. It is here. It is now. Somebody ought to praise God right now. Somebody ought to worship him. Somebody ought to lift him up. Trust the plan of God for your life. These days will be fulfilling, says the Lord. These days will be fulfilling, says the Lord. These days will be fulfilling, says the Lord. There's 130 of us connected to this call tonight, and I declare that we're coming into our days of fulfillment. But you must be wise in these days. Be wise as serpents. That's what the strategy means. That's what it means to have a strategy. Stay the course. Do not deviate. Do not try to do something different from what God has given you to do. Do not try to take a detour. Stick to the plan. And I'm telling you, it will cause you to move in wisdom. It will cause you to not be wasteful. It will cause you to avoid entrapments and ensnarements. The Father is giving us a wisdom in this next hour that's going to cause us to walk with such an authority and such an affirmation. Eyes have not seen, I declare it, we're getting ready to pray. Ears have not heard. It has not even entered into the heart of man. This is the prophetic impartation for you tonight. We will not be stuck between the decision and the execution. That which we have decided to do, hear me. That which we have decided to do, we will do. We will execute. That which we have heard, that which we have intended, we will do. I can do and I will do. Will you declare that with me tonight? I can do and I will do. Come on, declare it. Declare it with enthusiasm. Declare it with strength. Declare it with zealousness. Declare it. Declare it out of your soul tonight. I can do and I will do. It's not just a decision, it's an execution. It's a doing. I'm getting active. I'm going to exercise this. I can do and I will do. My God, how powerful is this? How tremendous is this? The Lord has spoken tonight. The Lord has spoken to us, and we receive the word of the Lord. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. The power of God is at work, and his hand is at play. I want you to know this is going to be an unusual season, and I want to know how many of you received that tonight. It's going to be a very unusual season, and people will wonder, how in the world are you pulling this off? How in the world are you doing this? How in the world are you executing this? I want to know how many of you tonight receive this word in your spirit tonight. How did life turn around for you? How did you come out on the better side of that? Your back was up against the wall. I remember where you were this time last year. How did you redeem the time? I'm telling you, you're getting ready to be sitting in a season called fulfillment. I wanted to do it. I decided to do it, and I did it. I wanted to do it. I decided to do it, and I did it. I wanted to do it. I decided to do it, and I did it. Hallelujah. No longer stuck in those in-between points, in those crevices. We are moving in the flow of God. I wanted to do it. I decided to do it. I did it. I declare fulfillment. I declare fulfillment over your life. You ought to praise God now. You ought to worship God now. The presence of the Lord is so strong right now. I don't know if you can feel it like I can, but my God, the presence of the Lord is strong right now amidst us. You want to know why? Because many of us, even as the prophetic word is going forth, we're being delivered. Our minds are literally being pulled out of that low place, the abyss, the dark place. We're being pulled out of that place and we're receiving a reset. Oh my God, we are receiving a reset. We are being uploaded once again. We are getting that reboot. I'm telling you, it's happening now. You're coming alive now. Your spirit man is coming alive. And that's why you're feeling this power surge on this call tonight. Oh, the presence of the Lord is so with us tonight, and we honor him. We honor him. Yes, we do. We honor him. We honor you, Lord. Your name is so holy. It is so wonderful. Thank God for the reset tonight. Thank you for the reboot. Thank you for how you've spoken to our spirit. We appreciate so many of you, as I have forestated, for being a part of our prophetic prayer partnership. It is amazing to have you as a prayer partner. And even those of you that are joining with us for the very first time tonight, we bless God for your participation and for your joining in, because I believe that collaboration is a wealth. It's a wealth. And all we need to do is conjoin and congeal ourselves together, and we will see the hand of the Lord move like we've never seen it before. We want to thank God. I received a praise report from Diane Harge, and I want to just acknowledge this praise report. She says, "I just want to say God is truly blessing me. I started coming on the prayer line during COVID. I have been getting blessed ever since. Every time I turn around, He keeps on blessing me." Well, we bless the Lord for you, Diane, and thank you for being a part of this prayer partnership for this length of time. We're going to be praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests. Thank you for submitting them, and I will personally be placing your names upon my altar. Amen. And I'll be praying and seeking God on your behalf. Kikamon Rockmore, Rosalinda Archbold, Dominique Ingram, Michelle Tarua, Diane Harge, Naisha Cooper, Shirima Abdullah, Deborah Johnson, Chanel Kelly, Janet Durbin, Letitia Williams, Shamika Horton, Jaina Thompson, Richard Tarua, Johnny Stafford, Patricia Prelo, Shanika Muniz, Latoya Nugent, Martin Merced, Harriet Green, Redonia Johnson, Celeste Johnson, Rochelle Maxwell, Patsy Rizzo, Sterling Breeding, Kevin Quarles, Sabrina Lopez, LaDonna Silvers, Benita Thompson, Derek Dominic, Elaine Witherspoon, Benita Clark, Latina Neely, Justin Mack, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Vernon Thompson, Verna Simmons, Tatiana Brown, Denise Bryant Brooks, Shaquana Johnson, Sandra Morris, Pandora Wilson, Ralph Everett, Merritt and Taj Maletti Freeman. We are lifting each of you up in the name of the Lord. And I believe that your name being lifted in this time is going to cause you to see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Stand still, stand confident, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. God bless you, Apostle Shaw. We thank God for you joining us tonight as well on our conference and Zoom platform. The Lord bless you tonight. Let us pray. Father, we appreciate you so very much. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Your name alone is holy. It is awesome. You bestow upon us all that we need for the moments that we live. It is through and in you that we live, move, and have our being. We are able because of you, because you're down on the inside of us, because you live there, you dwell there. through your Holy Spirit, you quicken our mortal bodies. You touch our levels of giftedness, and we are made alive because of your touch. You, Father, are our dwelling place. You're our refuge, the place where we can go and find safety and protection. You're a wall of defense for us. You continue to bestow your goodness and your mercy upon us, even when we do not deserve it. God, you're right there, looking beyond every flaw and every fault and seeing every need. God, we thank you. We thank you because despite the difficulties that we have had to go through from moment to moment, there you are. You're right there in the midst of us all. You're right there bestowing your word and bestowing life upon us. We thank you for life tonight. Thank you for life tonight. Thank you for allowing your breath to breathe upon us. You breathe upon us and we live. You breathe upon us and we exist. But then, Father, not only have you breathed upon us for the purpose of existence, but you have spoken your word to us for the purpose of purpose, for the purpose of execution. You have a plan for our lives. You have a will for our lives. Now, God, help us to find great delight in your will, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the enemy would cause fear and apprehension to cripple us and to grip us. But tonight, oh God, you have given us the wherewithal and the strength to stand and be rehabilitated from our places of anxiety and fear. You have given to us, oh God, the strength that we need to stand upon these bones that are frail, these bones that are fragile, these bones that are feeble and weak. My God, but your strength upon us gives us an opportunity to stand and to stand upright. We declare in the name of the Lord that our season of being stuck, our season of being hindered and prevented and prohibited, not by outsources, but even within those voices that come from down within, voices of insecurity, voices of indecisiveness, voices of instability. My God, we silence and muzzle every voice that operates against your will. We thank you, God, that even the opposition of this current day, that which we have fought against and that which we have withstood and that which we have endured, it has all been necessary and for the betterment of who we are to become. Father, we thank you that we are yet becoming. You are causing us to yet become. You are causing us to be made alive. I thank you for giving the authenticity to who we are in giftedness and in skill set and in purpose, in prophecy. I thank you for giving us the certification, the authentication. You are causing us to be authenticated in this hour. Organic. I thank you that we are rooting out every counterfeit, everything synthetic, anything that is around us that has the ability to contaminate us, to control us, to contort us, my God, to twist us. We bind the hand of the enemy now. We declare and decree that there is protection over our gates, the ear gate, the eye gate, the mouth gate, the nose gate, the gate of sensory, the touch. I thank you that there is a guarding of the gates, that nothing in this hour will be able to contaminate who we are, that we're moving in strength and power, moving in purpose, and moving with a mandate from on high. Thank you for how you're moving, my God. Thank you for how you're stirring. Thank you for how you're doing something unusual. And you, oh God, are a mighty fortress for us. Continue to have your way. Continue to stand with us. Continue to guide us even as we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Thank you for how, God, we have no reason to fear. We give you glory because you're with us. Your rod and your staff is there to bring us comfort, to bring us comfort. You are our dwelling place. You come and fill our hearts with songs of deliverance whenever we are afraid. Give us that plan in between the decision and the doing. Give us the plan that when it is that we would be hindered, we'd be hindered no more. We declare that we leave off of this line and out of this impartation and from this intercession with a new strength, a new vigor, a new life. Thank you for new life. Thank you for new life. Thank you for strength in life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we count these things that we have prayed for, these things that we have asked for, these things that we have believed for. We count it as done. Open up the minds of your people. Download the strategy and the plan. Then open up the heart of the people and give to them boldness, mesola bakoba, and strength, whatever they're going to need to go forward. Put it in their heart in the name of the Lord, and then strengthen their bodies, that their bodies have all that they need, the energy, my God, the fortitude, whatever the body is in need of, whatever it's lacking, make up the difference, that we will live to see it, that the quality of life would be increased, my God, and maintained. We declare not just more life, but more life in the sense of quality. Increase the quality of life, and we give you glory for it. We give you honor for it. We give you praise for it. We consider these things done by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we declare that your word is established. We declare that your word is decreed. We declare that your word is received. It is in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer, and we say thank God, and we say amen. Would you begin to bless the Lord now? Would you begin to honor God now? Would you begin to lift him up now? Come on, let's praise the Lord. Let's praise him. Let's praise him together. Let's give him glory together. Let's give him honor together. He's a wonderful Savior. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. We praise him now. We honor him now. We say hallelujah. We say bless his name. Oh, glory to his name. Wonderful Savior. My God, wonderful Jesus. Hey, he's worthy, 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 worthy. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Excellent is the name of the Lord. Well, I thank God for you tonight. I thank God for this time of impartation and this time of intercession. I want you to go in strength tonight. I want you to go recovered, restored, refreshed, rebooted. Yes, I want you to go knowing that the hand of God is with you, the plan of God is with you, and the protection of God is with you. You don't have to be stuck in between decision and doing. If you decide it, you can execute it. I can do, and I will do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. I pray that you continue to stay connected to our ministry. I pray that even those of you who are not able to visit us physically, you can always go to our YouTube page and re-watch our services. Yesterday's service was one for the record books. I'm telling you, the power of God filled that place as I begin to share the message, unforgettable. We're talking these next couple of weeks about honor. I want to include you. So I want you to go and make sure, if you have not already, go hear that message, hear it in its entirety, and then rejoice with us. Even if you've already heard it, go back and hear it again. Reacquaint yourself and refresh yourself with honor and giving honor unto God. That's where God wants us. He wants us to be honorable, and he wants us to yield the honor to the appropriate places. Well, the presence of the Lord is so rich, it's so mighty, and I cannot wait to connect with you some more this week. Don't forget, this week, every morning, Monday through Friday, we are on 7 a.m. praying and giving you a quick word to start your day. There's no better way to start the day than to pray. So join us each morning. And for those of you that are not connected, consider being connected. If you've not been connected to a ministry, consider it. This is the hour to settle, to know where you belong, and to be at home. We would love to have your part. God bless. God keep. God continue to fortify you. Until next time, good night, everybody.